Yesterday, okay, it was Canada Day, but of course for people here in Newfoundland and Labrador, it also is Memorial Day. So for the first time since the National War Memorial was unveiled in July of 1924, there was no Memorial Day parade in St. John's yesterday. But people did pay respects to the memorial throughout the day. VOCM's Victoria Badcock speaks with Derek Windsor. He's a guy who was supposed to be at Beaumont Hamel this week for a tour.
Hi, my name is Derek Windsor. Well, my grandfather was a member of the regiment, and my father was the first Newfoundlander to sign up for the Korean conflict, so I'm very interested in supporting veterans. And I also do tours of the battlefields of France and bring people around to the Five Caribous in France and some other sites as well.
Age shall not worry them, nor their years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
I had a small group. We were doing a private tour. We went on Saturday Pass, and today I actually should have been on Beaumont Hamel Park. But again, due to COVID and the safety issues, unfortunately, we weren't able to make it. But we're planning to hopefully be able to do one for next year for the 150th anniversary and have more people come with us. Please God that COVID would be less of an impact at that time.
I mean, how does it feel? You're someone who celebrates every year and pays tribute every year to all the men who were lost. How does it feel to have to do it a little bit differently?
I feel sad for the people who gave their lives, but I understand that the whole safety of the health and the concerns, that because a lot of our veterans are in that vulnerable period of life, and so whatever we can do to protect our veterans has to be done. And having the ceremony a little earlier with nobody here, I have no problem with that at all.
And you're someone who has seen Beaumont Hamel and you've stood there. What is that like for people who don't understand this day and don't understand that it's not just Canada Day?
When you go on, as soon as you walk into the park of Memorial of Beaumont Hamel, I mean, even now the hairs on my arm are standing up just thinking about it. And looking down over that field and seeing where those 801 men had to try to venture down over and trying to image the wire across there, and then just being peppered with bullets. It's a horror that no one should ever have to live.
How can people remember, even though World War I seems so far away right now, how can people continue to remember every year, even if they don't come out to the memorial?
I just, at 11 o'clock on July the 1st, before we celebrate being part of the great country of Canada, just take that moment to stop and reflect on why we have the peace and freedom we have today. I think that's what people need to do.
And that was coming to you from the War Memorial yesterday. That was Victoria Badcock of VOCM. She had a chat with Derek Windsor, who is, well, he was supposed to be at Beaumont Hamel for a tour this week.